I'd say they're going into a public school system, teaching sex education, and telling children to fornicate amongst themselves, or if a partner's not available, you know, by yourself, and it's perfectly normal to do so. That's heaping suffering upon suffering. By the by, Mrs. O'Connell, 9 ways to be an accessory to sin. I spoke about boys masturbating earlier. These kids are 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old high school students. They've all been instructed in how to do it. They've all been told to do it. What if the instructor that assisted in a commission by licensing it, that sin, or of fornicating, or of lesbianism, heaven forfend, sodomy, or any of the others, did it get off the hook? You see the web and the chain of how we're all... This is why the solidarity around you and around me is why it matters. That's why bearing grudges ain't for the Christian. If Jesus can forgive you or me for the things that we've done, who are you to say no to someone else for the things that they've done? Solidarity seeks out the good, prop it up. But it doesn't run and hide from the bad. It addresses it, calls it what it is, sin. It prays for it to end. That's what we do in solidarity. That's what they did in Christian Europe, in Christendom, during the ages of faith, when all of this mass murder and mayhem wasn't going on. Of course, modern man cannot perceive of this because we can't even conceive of what a soul is anymore. It's just a blob of something. It just happened to be here. Like Brother Francis says in Apologetics 4, you want a quote that'll blow you away? These men, they fixate on how many billions or millions of years the earth has been here, and for how many millions of years there has been life on earth without even looking at the billions of things, billions that must happen for one man to live 5 minutes. Tell me there's no God? Okay. Let's debate on that point. You say billions and billions and billions. I say billions and billions and billions of things are happening invisibly right now for me, my putrid state, to live 5 minutes. And you, too, 5 minutes. Explain them. Well, how are you going to explain it? Simple. There was a creator. Intelligent design. There's a design here. What do you have? Oh, theory. Right. That changes every year. Mine doesn't. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from radio size speakers at 844-527-8723. Continuing on with Mitter Pierce. Homer shows that men repeatedly are their own worst enemies, heaping suffering upon themselves through their own selfish actions. Achilles' anger is shown to be destructive to his friends as well as his enemies, and ultimately to himself. Paris' elopement with Helen launches the 1,000 ships that destroys Troy. The reckless disobedience of Odysseus's men leads to their destruction, as does the recklessness of the suitors besieging the beautiful people of Ithaca. Sin is self-destructive, writes Mitter Joseph Pierce. In this sense, Zeus is absolutely right. We have no right to blame the gods or God for our suffering if it has been caused by our own recklessness. We only have ourselves to blame. So far, so good, writes Joseph. Now, this is where it gets to the tragedy in Parkland yesterday and all the other school massacres that I mentioned, and Las Vegas and San Antonio in the last 5 months. But what about the innocent victims of the sins of others? What about the innocent victims of Achilles' anger and Paris' lust? What about the ordinary people of Troy? What about blameless Hector and his equally blameless wife and child? Why did they have to suffer? How are they to blame? Or to put the whole question in the modern idiom, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, if you want the answer from Hitter Joseph Pierce, you're going to have to stick around to the next segment.